You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Kora komi,
kora komi.
Good evening, ladies. Welcome to the show. We're just getting situated. We had some what is it called? Minor difficulties.
We had technical difficulties before.
Yeah, me
too. So we were trying to do the video this morning, and then something wasn't working, and then I had to do something, and now we're here. So this is
I think it was the Sanasa transmitter that wasn't working.
The Mita button. So we are here, and yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So this is Christmas is the next episode is going to be our holiday spooktacular. So get your jingle bells ready, and just don't forget, if you need a gift, last minute gift, book me on Cameo and
Oh my God, I have so many cameos to do. Shit.
Well, if you don't want to wait for Nicole, Joe, book one for me and then I'll make sure she's in the background for me. So it's like you get two for one and it's a sale. It'll give you a sale. Anyway, mine are on sale 25% off because I'm trying to be giving for the holidays. What's going on over there? Now, Spooky, you had a brush with death earlier this week.
Wait, nobody knows this. So.
Oh, whoopsie.
No, it's fine. So I had a busy week, squirrels.
I was literally
filming every single freaking day. Like, we had the Jersey Shore roast, and then we had went to Seaside, and then we had Ron's birthday party, then we had the wedding, and then right after I flew to Kentucky, Friday to Monday. So when I got home, I was literally fucking shot. And not just because I've been running around doing everything. And I sound sick, but whatever. But socializing. If I socialize too much, I will shut down. Like, I will die. And Joey does the same thing. So it was just an overload of just socializing and just doing too much and traveling. So I went to bed and I woke up at 6 a.m. with blood gushing out of my nose. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I've never had a bloody nose before. And Gianni's like, what'd you do, drugs? And I'm like, no, I didn't do anything. Yeah.
Someone murdered you? Like, were you lying in a pool of blood when you woke up?
No, he was like, why is there blood all over the bed? I'm like, my nose is bleeding. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it's probably from traveling and change of temperature or whatever. I don't know. But then 10 hours went by and it's still gushing blood. And not just a little sprinkle here and there. It's pouring out of my nose. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I started freaking out because when I came home, I really couldn't fall asleep. So I'm like, fuck, let me just take two shots of NyQuil because that usually does it. And I'm freaking out. And I was planning on sleeping the next day to catch up mentally. And Gianni was like, it's fine. I'll take the kids to school and you're good. You can sleep all day. But then 3 hours go by, bitch, after I did two NyQuils and I'm still awake, wide awake as a whistle. And I'm like, what the fuck? I think I was just overtired.
Your adrenaline was rushing from all the blood.
Yeah, I don't know. So then I took two sleeping pills. And then I eventually fell asleep. I got really groggy. But then I was thinking is my nose bleeding like this because I overdosed and now my blood's thinning and I'm internally bleeding and my liver and my kidneys. I really thought I overdosed myself and killed myself. So I had Gianni rush me to the ER and I'm in a panic. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I think I'm internally bleeding. My nose won't stop bleeding and I feel dizzy and I was freaking the fuck out. So eventually I got into the ER And they were like, Eb, we see that you're stressing out. Like, can you calm down? Because your blood pressure is insane. And I was like, I'm nervous. Like, I feel like I'm dying inside. And I told the doctor, like, what I took. And he was just like, no, I think it's just your sinuses. And I don't think you're internally bleeding. Like, I felt like you. I felt like...
Yeah, hypochondria.
Like, yes. And I'm never like that. So... And then I was crying, freaking out, like, oh my God, imagine if I died and my obituary said like overdose on sleeping pills and she was bleeding from her nose and that's how she died. Like, that's how I went out. Like, I don't want to die like that. So I was literally just freaking out. Long story short, everything was fine. They just gave me nasal spray to stop it. I'm still randomly bleeding out of my nose, but I think it's just my sinuses. They said I could cauterize my nose, but I don't want to do that because I heard.
What does that mean?
They put like a big balloon in your freaking nose and they just make it stop bleeding. I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to deal with it until it goes away.
Oh my God. Do you think that the nurses thought you were a drug addict too? Like, oh, here's this party girl.
No, literally. So everybody was like, Snooki. I'm like, yeah, I don't feel good. Shut up. I'm like, treat me like a patient.
Yeah.
And so this one lady... So they had three nurses come and talk to me. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just told the other nurse. And the one nurse, she was older. She goes, did you do drugs?
She did?
Like, yeah. She was like, have you been drinking today? And asking all these questions. I'm like, no, I just don't feel good.
That happened to me.
Yeah. I was like, I drank all weekend, but like, I didn't do any drugs. And I'm worried.
Well, then they thought I was a crackhead or something. They said... I went in for it because I had like heart palpitations or whatever. And they came and they gave me Narcan like to take home with me, like in case of a drug overdose. I was like, I wasn't on drugs, you freaks.
No, yeah. I mean, I guess that's like protocol.
I think it's like social workers or something. They have to do that if they suspect like, yeah, they suspect if you're drunk or something. I don't know what it was, but I'm glad you're on the mend.
No, well, now like I'm sick and my nose is stinging, but that's that. And,
would you rather have a stuffy nose or a sore throat for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
A stuffy nose. Because sore throat, like, you can't, like, eat and drink. And well, actually, you'd be super skinny. So, sore throat.
Yeah, I'm picking sore throat, too, because if I can't taste anything, like, even if I could drink, like soda, you can't, like, taste anything, and that pisses me off. And I like to smell candles. So, it's like, if my scent is gone, I don't have anything. That's all I have. That's my trademark.
So yeah, I was
a bloodhound in a previous life.
That would be the worst.
So I have, what's going on? Oh, how did you go? How was the toast the other day? You're coming for my job, bitch?
Oh my God. Well, I feel like she's been asking me and like I haven't had a free date.
For years.
I know. And I felt really bad. And also I felt bad because like I made her come to me, which is like so bougie, but like I had no time to go into the city. Because after that, I had to run to Jersey Shore interviews. So I literally had no time. And also, I was bleeding from my fucking nose and I felt like shit. So I feel bad that I didn't give her my 100%. But I love her.
Isn't she the best?
Yeah, I see why you love her so much. And I see why she has like so many fans. And what do they call them? Toasters?
The toasters.
Her toasters. Yeah. She's freaking the nicest thing ever.
Okay, good. I'm pleased. I did get jealous, though.
After we were done, and I feel bad because I had to, like, run out, but I was like, let's get drinks at Joey's. I was like, next time I'm in the city, because she was like, let's go out to dinner. I was like, no, let's just go to Joey's. He'll cook for us, and we'll have drinks there and be cozy and watch movies, and I feel like she was down for that. So
okay, good.
We need to plan that. Yeah.
Will do. How are you doing with the Christmas shopping? Have you done anything yet? I'm not buying anyone gifts this year.
I know you told me. Why is that? Because you're poor? Just because you don't want to?
Well, yeah, because I don't have a job. I don't have a steady income. And, you know, it's like, I only buy for you, Billy, and my father, and my one sister at this point in my life, and Twiggles. So I'll get a little something.
You really don't need to do anything.
For you?
Well, yeah, like for anyone besides like Poppy.
Yeah. Poppy and Twiggles.
And you and Billy, I feel like you're going to spend money like traveling when you can. You just went to freaking Paris.
Yeah, we flew first class home. So that was his present. I'll get him some stocking stuffers and stuff so we have stuff to open during our celebration, during our Feliz Navidad ceremony. But yeah, I'm not, I'm doing all that. Like, and it's the place is crazy. Like, I was in like the Midtown, the city is crazy. I went to the tree lighting the other day. Did you know about that?
Wait, say how, wait, tell everyone how you were invited. And Joey thought he was going to be like A-list. And I knew it was just going to be like, hi, you're just, you're here in the crowd.
It's happening.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are full of traditions, and this season is a chance to reflect on what they mean to you and create new ones that feel more personal. Building therapy into those rituals can help you carve out space for yourself during the time that's often joyful, but can also feel busy and lonely. BetterHelp therapists follow a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed across the U.S. They handle the matching process for you so you can stay focused on your goals. After a short questionnaire, their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match success helps you ensure that you're paired with the right therapist from the start. If the fit isn't quite right, you can switch therapists at any time. With more than 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the largest online therapy platforms in the world, supporting over 5 million people globally. And it works with an average live session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on more than 1.7 million client reviews. Everyone has a reason to go for therapy. I mean, holidays especially are hard on everyone. You know, when I lost my mom 10 years ago, you know, that was the most devastating thing I ever dealt with. And that's actually when I started with BetterHelp. And I have, you know, relied on it ever since. It's just, you know, no matter what you're going through, they have something. They have someone to talk to, and you can kind of just speak it out and speak it into existence and just get things sorted out in your mind. And the holidays are a perfect time to start.
So this December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our Crusaders get 10% off at betterhelp.com/snooki. That's betterhelp.com/snooki to take care of you, mamas.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
So they invited me. The Rockefeller Center reached out and invited me after I was on the toast. They said, "Do you want to come to the reunion?" I said, "Reunion, the tree lighting." I was like, "Oh my god, yes!" So I was like, "Oh my god!" They followed me. It's like, how bougie. So I get there, like I got all dressed up, and we went over there, and I didn't know what to expect. So I was like, "It said like, you know, you're VIP. You'll be a VIP guest or whatever." I said, "Okay, great." So I'm assuming that it's going to be like, and they said there's a chalet, you know, you'll have your own chalet. I was like, oh, okay. So I think that maybe they may have like, I don't know what's going on. I think it might have been a miscommunication with the people that I signed up with or something, because it could not have been, what they were explaining on the email was not what happened when we got there. And I think that they might have been confused, because when we got there, I thought I was going to be like, you know, in like the audience, like watching the presentation and like sitting like on the ice in like a little like hut or something.
Goodbye.
And when I got there, there was a VIP section, but it was just literally like a barricade, like right under the tree. Like you can touch the tree.
A barricade.
But it was like, like a little fence, but it was like you were at the tree, like looking over everything. But it's like, I don't think that's what, I think it was a mix of communications, but it is what it is. So, you know, we saw the tree and saw the little performances on a screen, and then we went out and got wasted at the Del Frisco's.
I'm dead.
I know. But yeah, Midtown's just been fucking crazy. It took me 45 minutes to go. I had to go to the Home Depot to get keys made, and it took me 45 minutes to get back home in the car.
Oh my goodness, Mina.
Willis was traumatized.
Stop.
What do you think is, like, what was the shittiest gift you ever gotten from Christmas?
I never get shitty gifts.
Like, even as a kid?
No, I feel like I always, like, appreciated my gifts.
Right.
Yeah, I can't think of, like, a shitty gift.
I just hate Christmas-themed things when people give me those, like, you know, like, if it's, like a statue, a Christmas statue or something.
Well, then you save it for next year.
I guess so, but I by that point, I'm fucking over it. I want something I can use like in the future, in the near future.
Oh, yeah.
I like getting
snow globes for Christmas. Like, if you don't know what to get me like a really pretty Disney-themed snow globe. Because I've been trying to collect them lately. Yeah.
Maybe with my picture in it. So my birthday's coming up. It's January 3rd. If anyone wants to send me money or gifts, please do. But yes. I wrote in your calendar, it's January 3rd.
Yeah.
So I need you to not forget that it's a birthday. So now I'm thinking, I wanted to a French restaurant originally because I'm from France.
Oh, you're and so then, annoying. Get I know, over
but
it.
But then like you, it's like you, it's like you and Opal. It's, I think that, so the guests so far, it's a very intimate affair. It's just you, Opal, Billy, and me. And maybe if Opal brings his husband, or maybe if the girls want to come, but Kier's out of town, and or Steph's here, or someone's not here. So most likely it'll just be the four of us for an intimate kiki. So I was looking at this one place, French food, but then I was like, they're not going to eat French food, because then like you're not going to eat snails and stuff, and like you really want to appreciate the vibes. So then I want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. As long as there's good martinis, I'm good.
Oh, there's good martinis everywhere. But the vibe is going to be like, I want it to be dressed up like New Year's Eve style. Like, I'm wearing a tuxedo. And I want to get like...
Oh,
and,
you are so drama. That means Billy's gonna have to dress up.
Just wear the red dress you wore for the wedding. You look beautiful in it. So we're going to...
I'm not wearing that ever again. I couldn't freaking breathe.
I want to go to this one place that is all like red and velvet. And it's like a swanky like jazz like restaurant, and there's like all like red velvet everywhere, and there's crystal chandeliers and crystal glasses, and it's all like silver platters, and it's just so chic, and candlelight and candelabras everywhere. It's like so
Why
grand.
Can't you just be a simple gal?
And it's a small place. It's only like, you know, a few tables, like 10 tables. So it's
so
like it's very chic. And they have caviar and they have seafood towers and steaks and everything. So I want to go there, but I emailed them trying to get the thing, things aren't working out for me lately. So I tried to email them because they liked one of my posts, and I think they follow me. And then they commented on one of their pictures, and then they commented back something like a smiley face or whatever. So I was like, oh my God, my birthday's coming up. I would love to come in. They said, okay, email us. So I emailed them, and they sent me back some fucking basic yes email saying, we take our reservations 14 days in advance. So we, you know, you have to.
Oh, you thought you were getting an influencer.
Yes, I thought they were inviting. Like, I don't want free shit, but I was like I thought they were going to at least like give me the in, like not ask any questions, just book my fucking birthday. So it's like, and then like if there's nothing booked for that day already, you fucks, just put my name in. Like, no one's waiting. No one's going to know that I cut the line.
Yeah, we're over them then.
Yeah, if big mistake. Do you work on commission?
Big mistake.
Big mistake, because I was planning on dropping a lot of money on Nicole's credit card for my birthday. So you're losing out.
Well, then you're not getting a Christmas present.
Oh, it's not that much money.
Oh, so what is it? Just a couple thousand?
No, it's not. It's not even nothing like that. The entrees are like $25. It's just vibes. It's just the vibes. But so now I'm looking for other places. But yeah, I want it to be grand, and I want Billy to bring his flash camera, like his good camera, and I want to take like, you know, like old school style like pictures like from the Rat Pack.
That's sure. Well, that's cute. Okay.
Who are you talking to?
Giovanna.
What does she want?
Do you want to say hi?
Oh, Gigi. Oh, I forgot to tell her. Remember when I talked? I have that spray for her. They sent me a case.
Oh yeah, what's it called again?
Tower 28. They
Tower
sent me a 28. Case. Sent me a case of red sprays for her face.
Wait, he has a ton of sprays for you.
And a little cream.
All right, yeah. So we'll figure out your birthday and get that squared away.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed I've grown in my hair?
Your hair looks phenomenal. It's like the best it's ever. Wait, did you go see Tutela yet for your follow-up?
No, I go on January 6th, the day of the insurrection, for my PRP. But you know what he's going to do to me? He's going to take my blood, and then he's going to spin it in a machine. And then he's going to take that machine, take that ooze, the juice that comes out of that, and then take needles and stab it into my head.
Okay.
It's like a vampire facial.
Yeah, I feel like that hurts. I feel like I would never do that.
Oh, I hate things that hurt. Do you think I can swindle some Botox out of him while I'm in there? Or I'll sneak around. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I find the little closet.
Well, yeah, just say you're going to do Botox, and then you're going to have to do, like, a huge post about him.
Oh, I would love to. I'd be honored. You know, he's been doing those little those little intimate interviews on the couch I saw. I hope I'm chosen.
I know.
Next.
I'm like, why didn't he ask me yet? Like,
I know. Everyone else, I'm Danielle Carrabba's in there, and the Michael situation was there.
Yeah, I'm a little offended. It definitely looked intimate.
Oh, we talk about Sam's wedding. What a stunning bride.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see the pictures?
I said, when I was talking the other day to someone about it, and they said, she looked pretty, right? I said, no, it doesn't even do justice. I thought I was seeing an AI. I thought I was like seeing like a fucking fake image, because she was like literally flawless. There wasn't a hair or an eyelash or like a
no.
a bow or anything out of place. She was literally flawless.
Well, and she's dropped it gorgeous to begin with.
Yeah.
So the fact that like she got her makeup like professionally done stunningly, and like her hair was just perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, she looked like a freaking goddess.
And she talk about a bounce back body. She was snatched for the gods after having that baby only like 6 months ago.
Oh, she's so annoying. She was like, oh, I feel so fat in my dress.
I'm
like,
shut up.
You look phenomenal. You just had a baby 3 months ago. And she looks like she's always looked.
I know. Good for her. And then I get emotional at some weddings, but it was more emotional because her kid, her baby was like in the front row and he looked just like Wiggles. So I was like, this is going to be me when I get married. The Wiggles is going to be in a nursing home. Tweaky.
No, Wiggles is going to be the ring bearer, like walking down.
I know.
It's happening.
So we are so excited to introduce you to a standout true crime podcast. It's called The True Crime Couple. So step into a world of mystery with a unique twist. On True Crime Couple, Kay digs into chilling cases, researching every detail and crafting them into gripping whodunit-style narratives that keep you guessing until the very end. As a history teacher, she adds rich historical context, connecting each case to the era and environment in which it unfolded. Beside her is her husband, John, who listens along with you, reacting in real time and asking the questions you're already thinking. The result is an immersive and engaging storytelling experience unlike anything else in the true crime space. With thousands of five-star reviews, plus praise from families of victims whose stories have been covered, the show has built a dedicated community that appreciates both sensitivity and suspense. So whether you are a seasoned true crime fan or simply love a well-told mystery, Kay's storytelling and John's reactions will pull you in.
So press play and follow them as they explore the darker corners of society, one story at a time. Listen to True Crime Couple wherever you can get your podcasts.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, mamas. My name's Hannah. I'm from Pennsylvania. I love you, Snooks and Joey. You guys are the best. My question is for Snooki. I was at the same Jonas Brothers concert with you, but I need to know, who's your favorite Jonas Brother? If you had to pick one, who's your favorite? And how did this happen? I'm so gagged that you were there, that you did content with them. I love you so much. I love them so much. I just need to know, were they cool? Were they nice? Would you kiki with them again?
Okay, that was Hannah. Did you hear her question?
Yeah, hold on. I have to blow my nose. Okay, so love the Jonas Brothers, but I've known Kevin because Kevin trains with my trainer, Anthony. So that's how I met him like a couple years ago. And I would always see him at the gym and we like worked out together. And we just always been friendly to each other. And I met his wife and I loved his wife. So we were just very friendly and like cordial to each other every time we saw each other. Got each other's numbers. And then, you know, he was moving somewhere in Jersey, so I was like, come to my town, but it didn't work out. Anyway, we were just friendly. So I texted Kevin and I was like, I see you're in Jersey tonight. I was like, you know, obviously I wanted to kill myself asking him this, but I was like, I would love to like, I was like, I would love to come with my daughter and my nieces. Like, obviously I don't mind paying. I was just wondering if you have like a, you know, somebody I can reach out to. And I like, when I did it, I threw my phone. I wanted to freaking kill myself.
Were you texting Kevin?
Yes. I was like, cause you know, I would never do that. Right. And I felt so, I felt like an asshole. And then, no, he's just so sweet. And he was like, yes, of course. Like, you know, here's the contact and you're good to go. I was like, oh my God, I love you. So, you know, obviously I'm going to say Kevin's my favorite because I'm just friendly with him and he's very nice and I love his family and his wife. But then I never met Joe and Nick. And Joe is fucking a meatball. He is so hysterical.
Oh.
Right when I met him, he was just so funny and cozy. Like, I feel like we would definitely be meatball friends. He's just funny. And I feel like he, like, gets it. And then Nick was more of, like, the bougie Jonas brother. Like, he was very nice, but I feel like he was, like, the bougie one. And then Kevin's, like, the normal one. And then Joe is more of, like, the goofy, funny one. So I have to say, I loved all of them. I met the mother. The mother's so freaking sweet. She came up to me and we were talking and chatting. They just have literally the best family and they are so nice and they deserve everything that they have. And I just couldn't say nicer things about the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
So
go out,
love them so much.
Go out and support the Jonas Brothers and tell them Spooky sent you. This comes from Connecticut.
Yes, please do. I love them.
Next call's from Connecticut.
Could I come in? Just a quick question, as the holidays are approaching, just wondering how to navigate relationship with my mother-in-law. I'm super warm, Italian, love to cook. My family loves to entertain, and my mother-in-law and their family just can be really cold and make shady comments and don't really appreciate, like, anything I do for them ever, and I'm just wondering, like, how can I win her over or how to be civil and not get walked all over? Let me know.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Oh, that's a touchy subject. And honestly, I can't relate to that. So I don't even know how to give advice to that because I'm so blessed to have an amazing mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And we all get along and she's great. And so, yeah, I would die if that happened. I would maybe say something, like, if it always happens and it's really bothering me, I feel like I would, like, go over and, like, have a talk with her and just be like, listen, I want us to have a great relationship. And, you know, sometimes I feel like you don't appreciate me or you don't like me. I was like, and I love you. I love your family, obviously, your son or your daughter, whoever you're married to. But yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, you know? I would kill especially them with kindness. I'd kill them with kindness and just be like, you know, obviously they don't have the same family values as you guys have and your family, having like to be all around each other and be, and you know, up in each other's business and cooking all the time and just being all you know, all involved. They kind of have a different approach of being, you know, just you know, not that. So just because they're Mighty Gons does not mean we can't be friends with them. I would, just be your lovely, bubbly self and just hopefully they'll come around and, you know, maybe talk to your husband and tell him, like, what's wrong with your family?
Yes.
But more power to you. I would ask Santa for help. Maybe ask Mrs. Claus. She might know. Or call Tyra Banks. Here's a Mass caller, Massachusetts.
Hi, guys. I love you both so much. I have a question for you guys, and you guys have to try to be serious. I want you both, Joey and Snooki, to say one thing that you admire about each other and one thing that you wish you could change about each other. Love you guys.
Oh,
oh my God. She's trying to break us up before
I could go very easily. The one thing I admire about Joey, is just how entertaining and funny you are without even trying. And you're like so quick witted and you're an entertainer. The one thing that I would change about you is the dramatics and just like how you get into your head and how like, you get down on yourself when you don't need to.
Oh, I love that.
That was so easy.
With yours, my admiration for you is that you are so dedicated to everything you put your mind to, whether it's taking care of the kids or your stores or your career or your marriage or you know, your friends. Like you give 100%, 100% of the time, and you are determined, and you'll stop at nothing to get what you need and what you want. And the one thing I would change about you is I just wish that you had more time to spend with your friends and family, because you're so busy working. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. I wish you allowed yourself time to step away from all the work and the cheer and the stores and stuff to just enjoy your life more. I think that's what I would change.
No, I agree.
Yay. Okay, good. We didn't have to talk shady.
No, I would never talk shady.
And we would both take 25 pounds off each other as well.
Yeah.
Just for good measure.
And never eat again.
Okay. I think this is a couple more. Rebecca, that was good. I liked that.
That's so cute.
Hey, Snooki. Hey, Joey. This is Rebecca calling from sunny San Diego. I was just calling to give you guys just a little tea. I was at the radiologist on Friday having a mammogram, you know, as one does. And I was so pissed because, you know, you're in a radiologist office. It's a medical office. And it's not the most inviting place either because you're going to have a scan and usually something's wrong if you're at the radiologist. And these fucking people sitting behind me, they had to have been at least, you know, probably about 45, 50 years old. Everyone else is quiet in the waiting room just waiting to be called. And these people are on their fucking phones watching TikTok videos at full volume, full blast. I'm like, what are you doing? Where's the self-respect? Where's the self-control? Like, is this how far we've come to as a society? Is this where we've come to? Anyway, I'm just venting, sitting here having a tequila, watching, you know, Real Housewives of Orange County. But just thought I'd vent. You guys are amazing. Love the show. You guys are my favorite, my happy place. Love listening. Also, Joey, plan on making or try and replicate that sandwich that you guys had in France with the cornichons, whatever they're called, with the smoked ham. Loved it. Anyway, love you guys. Keep it up.
Rebecca, I think that, that's when you're having, especially when you have to have your tits about to be put in a panini press.
No, literally.
It's like you're already worried about things like that. They obviously were like someone's ride. Like they were going through the emotional trauma. They wouldn't be goofing off on TikTok knowing that something bad might happen to them. Or maybe that was their escape because they knew something. Maybe they were terminal and they're like, you know, fuck the police. I'm just gonna watch my TikToks. Nonetheless, it was put some headphones on, bitch.
Wait, she's funny.
I liked her.
I like how she told the story, and also I like how she ended it with, "I'm just drinking tequila, watching Housewives."
I know.
Like, yes, queen.
Okay, our last call comes from. Our last call comes from Wyoming. I love these girls. These girls are on fire today.
What I call me, mom. Hi, Snooki. This question is for you. If you had to babysit the cast of Jersey Shore now, who would get put in the timeout first, and what would it be for?
It'd be Gina for wilding out.
Oh, like now?
I think that's what she said.
I don't know, because I feel like we're all like really well behaved. But I would definitely put the meatballs in timeout because sometimes we do get wild and we need to go to bed after glasses of wine. Because I feel like everyone else is fine. But me and Dina still get a little meatballing.
She'd have to go into Wiggles enclosure and her little playpen. Where she can't, like, where she can't roll away.
Bad.
Where she can't roll away.
Yeah, I would say me and Jeaners.
Spooky, this has been lovely.
This has been lovely. Everyone wish that I don't sound like a frog anymore and that I get better because Christmas is like tomorrow. But yeah, go wild out and go make out with Santa this weekend.
Again, we were podcast is found. We go to the to sign up for the host.
Wait, isn't that crazy how she does that?
Every day.
Like, is she okay?
I'm making fun of Claudia.
She's insane.
But get your last minute shopping done. Go to cameo.com and look for Joey Camasta, and I'll get you a 25% off Cameo. Go to spooky.com on Cameo and you'll get her cameos. And just be good, be kind to one another, please. You never know what someone's going through, and it really, kindness goes far in this world.
Amen, sister.
All right, we love you girls. Bye.
It's happening.